Since the revolution of 2014, Ukraine has turned decisively to the West as Kiev seeks European Union and NATO membership. But Moscow isn't giving up. It sees the upcoming election as just the latest in a series of strategic battles, says analyst Vladislav Inozemtsev.
In 2004 and 2005, it was the first defeat. They got some kind of revenge in 2010, when Yanukovych was elected. Then, of course, it was nothing to do, actually, in 2014, because it was absolutely sure that the pro-European forces will win. And now we have a kind of a second revenge, which can be achieved if the Kremlin politics is quite wise and comprehensive.
Since 2014, Ukraine has ejected many Russian television channels and Kremlin-linked political figures and blocked pro-Moscow propaganda sites on the internet and social media.
So they are using more and more to find the new platforms, new outlets that can be used, including Facebook as one of the platforms, but also trying to influence the Ukrainian media through just buying them or influencing the editorial policies or influencing just individual journalists.
Ukraine's government says it's been proactive in countering that influence.
We provided Facebook with information about 2,000 fake accounts and bots. They have already been blocked. Within the last 2 weeks, we have provided information about 40,000 more bots.
Analysts say Moscow's strategy is no longer to support a single candidate, but to sow division.
First of all, for them, the most important thing is that anyone but Poroshenko can be president. So they used to endorse some candidates, including those who would be kind of running against Poroshenko, the closest one, like Tymoshenko and Zelensky, during different periods of time. But also they try to create the atmosphere of chaos and portray Ukraine as a kind of chaotic place where you just cannot have elections.
The rise of comedian-turned-politician Volodymyr Zelensky has surprised Russia.
Zelensky effect shows that Ukrainian politics now, you know, asks for new names. And on the Kremlin side, there is none. Because the people in Moscow, they used to work and to collaborate only with existing politicians.
The Kremlin denies trying to interfere in the election and says the accusations are part of a political campaign designed to win votes. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Kiev.